It's time for Campus Connection on this Thursday, April 18th. Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, a very special mobile monument has arrived at OSU.
Very special indeed, Kelly. We're very proud to host the Wall That Heals. It's a 375-foot-long traveling version of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's on display on the intramural fields just west of the Common Center. That's roughly on the Hall of Fame. It will be on display from Thursday, April 18th, until 3 p.m. Easter Sunday. It's available for viewing 24 hours a day. It's a moving tribute to more than 58,000 who died during the Vietnam War, including nearly 1,000 Oklahomans. I'm very honored to be participating in the opening ceremony for the display this morning at 10 o'clock, a recognition ceremony for Vietnam veterans, Purple Heart recipients, and Gold Star families who are survivors of those killed in the line of military duty, is set for 2 p.m. Saturday. The non-denominational Easter sunrise service is planned for 8 a.m. Sunday, and the exhibit will include a mobile education center to learn more about the Vietnam War and its impact.
And Burns, there's certainly a lot of history behind this exhibit.
Yeah, this wall was brought to OSU by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, which funded the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The traveling wall that heals has visited nearly 600 communities throughout the country since its dedication in 1996. And it allows people to experience the memorial without having to go to our nation's capital. Stillwater is the eighth of 34 stops in 2019. And Rick Hansen, a retired Marine Corps captain and coordinator of OSU's Student Veteran Academic Services, was instrumental in bringing the wall to our campus. More than 3 million Americans served during the Vietnam War. The traveling wall honors those veterans and provides an opportunity for healing. We're deeply honored to be hosting the Wall That Heals.
Also this week, Burns, OSU honored its athletes for achievements outside their sports.
That's right. On Monday night, we recognized OSU's student athletes for their academic success. Excellence in their sport and in the classroom really takes a lot of hard work and great discipline. As I told them, I realized they have the cerebral horsepower, they have the time management skills, and they have the ability to be a good teammate, which makes them perfect for most employers. We salute our women and men athletes for all they accomplish. And speaking of student athletes, I want to give a shout-out to Cowboy golfer Victor Hovland, who was the low amateur in last week's Masters. Victor's from Norway, of course, and was interviewed in the Butler cabin by Jim Nantz. He sat next to Tiger Woods, and they asked him what he was going to do next, and he said, "I'm coming home, going back to school." And sure enough, he was there Monday night. We're real proud of Victor.
Swingin' Pete rules. Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.